Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Ches. We're going to pick it up on Zion Beis, 13 lines up, starting with Asher Tosim. So Gemara asks, Asher Tosim, Asher Tilan de mi boile. What do you mean you should put them in front of them? It means you should teach them. So Am Rabbi Yirmiyo of Itemo, Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Elu Klei Hadayonim. These are the special tools that the Dayonim have. What does that mean? Rav Huna ki hava nothik ledina amar hochi. When he would start a beis din, he would say, "Apikuli monei dachanusoi, bring out my tools of the trade, makel, ritzua, v'shufra, usandala." So what does he need all these things for? So Rashi says, "Ritzua malchus," in case the person was going to get whipped, beaten, makel lemakos mardus, like it's the rabbonim, the person is rebelling. Adjoch she yachzabo, a shofar the shamto of nidu. If you have to excommunicate somebody, sandal. What does he need the sandal for? The chalitza. In case we need to do a chalitza. So that's what we say. Bring out. That's tossing. That's like placing. Bring out the things that need to be placed out in case you know whatever the outcome is going to be. Vatzavis shoif teichem beisahi. Again. Parsha, quote from the Parsha, Daf Yomi connection. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Kenegin Makel Ritzua Tehei Zoriz. He was saying, when it comes to these things about the Ritzua with a whip, with a stick, you have to be Zoriz, be very vigilant about this. Shema Bein Acheichem V'Ushvatem. You have to listen to the cases between one and the other. Omer Rabbi Chanina Azhar LeBezdin Shelo Yishma Divrei Baldin Koidim Shiyavo Baldin Chavero. This is a warning that they shouldn't hear one person's claims before the other one. That you're not allowed to explain the halacha to one until the other guy comes. So, that's called between the two the litigants, right? That everybody is present when the case is being discussed, because it's like an unfair advantage. Yeah, that's also included in Betzedek Tishpat Amisecha. Okay, Rav Kahana Omer Mehocha Milo Siso Lo Sasi. Lo Sasi means don't deliver a give over a false report to when. I mean, again, the idea that everyone should be present. Shvatim Tzedek, you have to judge righteously. Omer Reish Lakish Tzadik Esedin VaAchikach Chas Chehu. So first, you have to make sure it's correct, it's so dake, it's correct, and then afterwards, then you can deliver it. Between a man, his brother, and the ger, the stranger who's there. So, Amr Yehuda, Afilu Bein Bayis La'aliyah. So, they're explaining that the ger here doesn't mean come, it's like gar in your dira, where you live, even if it's, you know, mundane household affairs, you have to be meticulous and you have to make sure you're doing it correctly. Uvein Gero, Amar of Yehuda, Afilu Bein, Etonah Lichiraim, even between a Kira and a Toner, just different types of ovens and a stove, you have to make sure that when there's a Yerusha, that even things like this are taken care of and everything is, you know, evenly distributed. Okay, more Pesukim from the Parsha, Lo Sakir Ponim B'Mishpat, don't show any favoritism when giving a judgment. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Lo Takirehu. You shouldn't say, "Oh, you're like, I recognize you, I'm makir him, I know who this guy is, therefore I'm going to help him out." Rabbi Lozer Oimer Lo Tinakrehu. No, don't be like a foreigner to him. Don't make yourself as if you don't know him at all. So Ushpizikai, I read it wrong. Ushpizkanei. Right, the like Ushpiz and the guest, right, the one who rubs the Rav, also Lekayim Ledina. So Rav's host, the one who used to host Rav, used to, when Rav would say by him, so then he came, he had a Beis Din. Amalo Lav Ushpich Zachniat. He says, "Aren't you the one who hosts me when I stay by you?" So Amalo In, yeah, that's me. Amale. So Dina Isli. He says, "I'm here because I have a din." So Amale says, "Pesil no loch Ledina. I'm puzzle myself from you." So really, I puzzle myself? Why? Because you're like a deraisa puzzle? It's a rasha here? No. So Tosafot says no. Pesinu loch means marchik hayatzmo. really, I'm doing this myself as a chumra of amin hadin lo mifsli. It's the din derabbanan. It's the derabbanan that he felt that he would be biased. He quotes the Gemara in Ksubas and Kufay. There over there, the Gemara has different examples of favors that people did for various different amaroyim. They helped him cross the river. He covered up some dirt or spit that was in the road, so he wouldn't have to walk on it. I think it was by Meimar. Had a bird and he shoot it off of him. So all these people did favors for them. So he says, "Oh, you did a favor for me, but I'm choshed that I'd be makabel shochet. I'm taking a bribe from you, so therefore I'm not going to be biased. I'm sorry, I will be biased. So therefore I can't be a judge in your case." So that's the same thing over here. Rav, when his the one who was in a shpizin by that he used to stay with him, so he felt that he cannot be biased. He says, "Pasina loch ledina." So Amalei Rav Kahana. So Rav says to Rav Kahana, "Puk dine, you go out and the shorsh always put pay kuf, like nafka means to go out. So you go out and be the dine." So Chazi dehave ko ga'im bay. So Rav Kahana saw that this person felt like a little bit of a shtigl gaiva. Amalei itzaisa tzaisa. If you're going to listen to me, then you have to listen to me totally. V'ilo, if not, do you think you're going to get it? Ma'pikna loch rav me'unach. I'm going to knock Rav out of your ears, right? Again, the same shorsh, pay kuf to take out. I'm going to basically say like this: the fact that you know Rav is not going to help you at all in this case. Okay. Continues now the Gemara. Kekotoin kagadol tishma'un. So you have to listen to the large one and the small one at the same time, equally. Amrish laka shehe chaviv alecha din shapruta kedin shameya mona. That a small monetary case, a pruta, a few coins, should be like $100. Lemay hilchasa. So what's this related to? Se ilim, if you're going to tell me, la yoni be lemifsike, if you're going to tell me that you have to be, you know, be mine in it and judge it favorably. So pshita, that's obvious. No, ella lakadume. No, not which you're going to be mocked in. You're going to hear one case before the other one. So you might think, oh, maybe I should hear the more important case first, and then I'll do it. So even if the less important one that came first, you still have to judge that one. So the postgame discuss on this. Does this apply in all cases? In other words, let's say you're a storekeeper, you have a business, and two people walk in the store. And really the guy who has a small purchase, a few dollars, you make maybe $5-$10 off this guy, but you have another client who wants to give you a $1,000 sale. So are you mechuyev to service the first customer, even if it's the lesser one or not? So the postman discuss and say, no, it could be this is only a din that's limited to the case of dayanim. The dayanim are not allowed to take the bigger case first, but for a salesperson you have to have a successful business. If that's the way it is, so then that's common business practice, and then wouldn't be any prohibition per se. Based upon this, in the Sefer Cheshuki Chemed, Zobershin Shlita says a number of fascinating cases in the volume on Sanhedrin. So he has there's a case on Samech Aleph, there's another one on Samech Tes. He discusses a few cases which, first glance, you might not think that they would be related to the Daf, but he has, what would be the following case if, you had somebody who would come into a shopping, to a supermarket, and they would leave, they'd walk in, they say, "Who's the last guy in line?" Because I am. Okay, so here's my spot. And he puts an empty shopping cart behind that guy, and then he goes around shopping. He grabs something from the fruit aisle, puts it in the basket, goes over and gets some potatoes, puts it in the thing, goes over and gets his meat, whatever it is. And meanwhile, the line's flying up. And then, now when it's done, he comes to pay. But he had this place in line. It's not that he shopped and then he went and then put his cart there. He put his cart there first. So he talks about that case. What would the din be? And he talks about another case. What if you're in a pharmacy? And the same thing that, or even a barbershop, something like that. You say, "Who's the last guy in line?" So he says, "I am." Okay, I'm after you. And then you go out, you leave. You've saved your spot in line. You go out and run other errands in a different store, and then come back a half hour later and say, "Okay, it's my turn." Finally, also he brings a case about what if a person has a small item to take care of, like a small prescription to fill, or some small transaction to do, and you've got a lot. So, what is it? Is it derech eretz to let the person to go first, even though they have a small thing? So it's interesting. Just in all these cases, he says that by the shopping cart case, no, you're not allowed to do that. That's osur, because that's not the standard way of going shopping. When a person comes to shop, you go, you get your produce, you get your food, your items, and then you put your cart in line, and then you pay with everybody else. That's like cutting the line. That's not allowed to put an empty shopping cart that'll hold your place. But by the pharmacy case, he says that's mutter, because what are you doing over there? You're just waiting your turn. You're not really cutting anybody else in line. You know, you take a ticket, you take a number at the butcher counter, and they're up to 17, and your number's 42. So okay, so you're allowed to disappear. As long as you don't lose your spot, you can come back and do that. And then the last one, this case about ha'im yesh inyan lahakdim b'tur et mi sheyesh lo rak motzer echad. The guy has one little thing. So he says, that one little object, if it's a complicated prescription, that could take much longer than people who has a lot of things. You know, 10 quick things could go quicker than one long thing. But just a few interesting pieces that he has on this daf. Maybe tomorrow we'll talk about a case of a chazan who slapped somebody, if that would disqualify him from being the chazan in the shul. Okay, but hopefully coming attractions. Back to the Gemara. Okay, so this is like this. We're up to Lo Sugar Lukmeish. Don't be afraid of anybody. Omer Rabbi Chanan, Al Tachnis Devarecha Mipnei Ish. Don't hold back what you're going to say because of this guy that you're afraid of. Like we saw, yes, like a fear, a strong person. Ki Hamishpat Lelohim. Everything belongs to Hashem. Hashem is the judgment. Omer Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanino, Omer Chodesh Baruch Hu. Lo dayin l'rishoyim shenoklin mizeh mamun v'noisin l'zeh shlokedin ela shemat richin oisi l'hachzir mamun l'ba'alov. It's bad enough these rishoyim that don't judge correctly and they take money from one person and give it to someone else. But now it's a tircha, but now I have to go ahead and return the money. So tircha, what Hashem, it's like an effort. So the Ben Yehuda says no. Anytime Hashem does a change in the Teva, that's like called kaviyach, like a tircha. Obviously, it's not shaykh to talk about Hashem, you know, effort, more effort or less effort, but that's what it means over here when it says it's a tircha. They had to make a shinui in the Teva in order to get people back what was rightfully theirs. Okay, vahadover asher yak, yikshe mikem, the thing that's difficult, that's hard for you. So om rabbi chanina v'item rabbi yoshia, Moshe. Moshe was punished for saying this. Shnemar v'yakriv Moshe es mishpatim lifnei Hashem. Recently we just read about Bnos Tzolofchad, Parshas Pinchas. So they came with a question, and Moshe said, "Oh, was ever hard for you to bring it to me?" But he didn't know the halacha, so he had to bring it to Hashem. So maskif lo Rav Nachman or Yitzchak miksiv v'ashmi acham. Is that what it says that I'm going to tell you? No. Ushmati, I'm going to listen to Ksiv. Igmirna, Gmirna. If I've learned it, I've learned it. Ve'ilo, and I didn't learn it. Azlina v'gamarne. I'll learn it. I'll ask somebody. So you see from here the godless, the anivus of Moshe, that he's saying, look, if I don't know the halacha, I'll go consult with others, and I'll find out. So it's not, it wasn't Moshe acting with a guy. For the opposite is, you know, a humble person is able to say that modal ha'emes. I don't know. I'll ask. I'll find out. I'll research. I'll speak to people. Get you an answer. Ella says like this. Kitatanya ruuya parshas nachlois shetikosev aide Moshe Rabbeinu. Really, Moshe should have written out the whole din of when a father only has daughters. Ella shezoch benos tzolofchad v'nichtav al yadam. But the benos tzolofchad were zoich that it was written by their initiative. They're the ones who brought it out. Like also we find the same thing laman yigor by Pesach Sheni, right? That human initiative evoked a divine legislation. So the Mekoshes Eitzim in Shlach should have been written by Moshe also. Mekoshes v'nichtava al yado. So he wrote himself. Lamedcha shemegaglin choyva al yadei chayiv v'zuchus al yadei zakai. That Hashem arranges things that those who are those who are worthy of it will be the ones to give over the good news, and ones who are guilty will bring on the bad. There is a, you know, I think it's Rabbi Kiva who says that the two are collated because the Mekoshesh Eitzim was Tzolofchad. So that's what perhaps the Hemshech of the Gemara over here, that the two are really connected on a deeper level. That's why they're placed next to each other. Ksiv etzaves shoifteichem be'ezahi. I commanded your shoftim, your judge at the time. Ksiv etzave eschem be'ezahi, and I commanded you at that time. Omer blazom rabbi simloi azhar letzibur. This is a warning to the community. Shetehei emas dayan alehin, that they should have a fear of their judges should be on them. And vazhar ledayan, it should be a warning to the judge as well. She yisbol es hatzibur, they should have savlonus, they should be patient with the community. Ad kama, so how far does it really have to? How far does the dayan have to go? So Amar Rabbi Chanan v'item Rabbi Shabbosoi kasher yisa ha'omein es hayonik, like a nursing father carries a child, meaning that to that extent. Ksiv ki ata tavo. So this is when Moshe is giving over the leadership to Yehoshua. So you're going to go. Ata tavo, you will go. But the next, it also says ksiv ki ata tavi, you're going to bring them. So which is, are you going to go with the Jews or are you going to bring them? Amar Yochanan, Amar Moshe Yehoshua. This is what Moshe was saying. Ata v'chazekenim shebedor imohim. You're going to go with the zekenim as well, not just you. No, so meaning there's going to be multiple leaders. So meaning you will be one of the zakenim in them. Omla Kodesh Baruch Hu, no, tomakel, v'haches kad kadom. Take a stick and smack him on the head. Dabar echa ledor. There's one leader for the generation, ve'ein shnei dabarim ledor. And you don't have two multiple leaders. So Moshe thought there's going to be many, and Hashem says, no. So what's going on over here? It's a machloikis, Hashem versus Moshe. What's the best model of leadership? So it could just be that Moshe was giving him an Eitzah Tova. You know, you should consult others. You know, part of successful leadership is the ability to hear ideas from everybody. It doesn't mean you're kafuf to them, but it means that you can listen and you can hear somebody else's opinion as well. It's not my way or the highway. The Brisker Rav, as the Tarabi says, no, there's two different dinim over here. There's a din of being the Rosh Yeshiva, the Rosh Sanhedrin, and that was what was giving over. And there's also a din like a melech. That happens, is given through Nevuah. Tana Zimun B'Shlosha. So, back now, the Gadotas are over, and we get back to the Halachas. Zimun is with three. So I'm going to ask, what is that? My Zimun. Ilema, and again, Ilema is always something that's going to be rejected. Birkas Zimun, you can tell me that it's the Zimun that you make when starting for benching. Vatan, you learn Zimun, Birkas Zimun, Beshlosha. So it separated them, right? You see, it's two separate things. Zimun and Birkas Zimun is with three. So Vachitame, you can tell me Paroshi Kamfarish. No, it's just explaining what it is. My Zimun, what is Zimun? Birkas Zimun. That's what we mean when we say Zim. We mean the Birka Zim. No, Hatanya Zim Vishlosha, Birka Zim Vishlosha. It can't be because it separates and says that both are done with three. So it can't be explaining it. It's two separate things. So therefore, we are saying Ella. The Gemara continues and says, "My Zimun, what is it?" Azmone Ledin. It's we're calling you. We're summoning you to come to Beis Din. Kiha the Amarav Lagrava says, Hani Beit Losa Dayane de Yasve, Vazel Shlicha Le Beidina, Vamar Mipuma de Chad. They have two people go out and get everybody there. Lo Amar Klum. Ad Amar Mishme de Kulahu. Meaning it has to be said, like this. When you're summoning them, you have to have everybody there together. It has to be, if you only say the name of one, and we have three days, and we say, oh, so-and-so is calling you, that doesn't work. You have to have all three as a united front, summoning them to come to Beis Din. Hani mili below yoyim edidina. That's when it's not on a day of din. Aval b'yom edidina leislambo. But when it's on the day of the actual, where it's set, so then you can, if like only one person calls you, then you're supposed to come, then that's the problem. Right, that's why they have like Siruv. Unfortunately, find these individuals, your names are printed in Jewish papers of people who refuse to appear when they are summoned to a qualified Beis Din. Okay, the next clause was Tashlumi Kefil, paying back Kefil. So let's just quickly review. Kefil is an example of Kanas. And a Kanas payment is defined, can be identified by one of two factors. Either there's a preset amount, right? We're going to get into Motzi Shemra in a minute, so that we'll see that's 100 kesef you have to pay. That's a preset. That's like a fine. Here, kefil, or dal vehe, these are where the penalty payment does not correspond with the actual amount of damage that you did. You stole something, so you carefully pay twice the amount. That's not what you stole, so that's called a kanas. Either has a preset amount, or it's more than the damage. So, quotes the Mishnah, Tashlumi Kefil, Shalach le Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizdel, Rav Nachman bar Yaakov, Yilam Dein Rabbein, you should teach us, Dine Kanasos Pekama. How many Dayanim do you have to Paskin Shailas with kanas? What are you asking? He said, we have a Mishnah. Bishlosha, it says three. No, like this. Yochid mumche kimiboyle. His question was, could a individual who's a mumche, could he do it? The ain done in knossos olo. Could he judge it? Could he judge a knas? Could you have a yochid who's a mumche? Could he judge or not? So amale tinisuho. We've learned this already. That's in the Mishnah. Tashlumi kefil, v'tashlumi arba v'chamisha bishlosha. So my shlosha, what are the three that's being referred to? When you said kefil, dal, vehe, all these are with the three dayanim. So Elaim, you can tell me, shlosha had yotois, that it's three dayanim who do not have smicha, who are not mumchim. Omravuad avuch mishmeid rav, your father said the name of Rav, afilu asari, if you had 10, vehin had yotois, they're all had yotois, none of them smicha, pasul medin knasos, they're all disqualified from judging a case of knas, ella mumchin. It must be, we're talking about mumchin v'ka'omer shlosha. So we now have an answer that you have to have three dayanim with smicha in order to judge knossos. Okay. V'chachomim oimrim. Next case is the moitzi shemra be'esrim u'shlosha. So you have to have 23. So to quickly review, what's the din of moitzi shemra? So a man gets engaged, they had the first stage of erusin. And then after the night after they consummated the marriage, he claims that she was not a basula. So what happens? If there were no edim, then you just claim that he has to pay, she loses her ksuba. If there were edim, then now she would be chayav skila, right? So she could get killed for this. If he was wrong, though, so what happens to him? So then the man, he gets, first of all, he's not allowed to ever divorce. He has to keep her as a wife. He gets malchus, and he also has to pay tashlumen of 100 mona kesef. So now the Gemara says, it's going to be a machloikis, how many dayanim we need for this case of Moitzi Shemra. Chachomim omrim, Moitzi Shemra, be'esrim u'shlosh, you have to have 23. V'chi yesh bo dinin afashos mayhave. So the Gemara says, you know, it's, from the fact that it has dini nefashos over here, the person could die, so what's the din going to be? So, amal ula bechoshishin lelaz kemiflagi. The whole machloikis between Rabbi Meir, who held that it had to be, Rabbi Meir sovere ain choshin lelaz. We're not concerned about that. Rabbonin sovere choshishin lelaz. So, the way that Ula learns up this machlokas, there's going to be a few different ways of explaining what the machlokas is, but are we worried about, laz is like, you know, rumors, right? If the husband says that, that my wife was unfaithful, he doesn't have any witnesses, right? So if there's no witnesses, then she's never going to be chayv misa for that, right? So, you know, according to Rav Meir, we're not concerned about this, that the people are going to start talking about this, but the Rabban Hol, no, we are concerned about this. That's the way Rashi learns. Tosfos is a little bit of a different mahalach, but we'll go on. Rava Omar, Kuleyam Lelaz Lo Cheshinen. No, everyone agrees that we're not worried about these rumors. So then, what taki is the machlokas? V'hacha bechoshishin lechvodin sharishon kemiflegi. We're worried about the honor of the first group of dayanim. What's the case? You go into Ichnif Esri Mitlosa, right? They had a Beis Din of 23, Lemeidan Din in Afashos, and they were going to judge the case. She was Chaimise, the Ibadur, and then they broke apart. So they're not going to judge the case anymore. And now he at least wants to din on the for the moment. He doesn't want to have to pay her for that. So according to this, according to Rava, the Rabbanan, no, I see you still need 23 dayanim for this case, because it would be a disrespectful to the first Beis Din to have a lower mount in this case. And Rabbi Meir says, no, we're not concerned about any sort of disrespect, or it's a lessening of the kavod for the first. So therefore, you could judge this case with 3, even though it started out that way with 23, but now you can we've knocked it down a level, and you would in fact be able to judge the case of Motzei Shemer only with 3 dayanim. Beis v'chachamim oimrim tavo umamun b'shlosha. So if he took her to Beis Din, he had a taina on her for money with 3, tavo nefashos, but if he's claiming that he wants to, that she has edim, so b'ezim b'shlosha, it has to be 23. B'shleim l'rova, I understand, rova's pshat, tavo mamon t'chila b'shlosha. So he started out where he tried to get the money, tavo nefashos t'chila, and then we, afilu mamon b'ezim b'shlosha, elu l'kashya, right? So he really wanted to have the... It was originally he came on to say that you're shishchayv misa, and then it became flipped into, he couldn't get that. So now at least it comes down to a dine mamonos, right? But according to Ula, who held that the whole thing was chushit for laws, for these rumors that be going around, so that's a kasha on it. So Amaruva ani v'arisha b'chabura targim, no, me, myself, and the arisha b'chura, the head of the lion of the group, we have a pshat in this. Uman who was Rav Chiya bar Av, and that's, he was the arisha b'chura. Hochmai askinan, what's the case? Shehevia bal edim shezinso. So the husband brings edim that she was unfaithful. Vehevi ha'av, and the father brings edim, a second cat, vehizim, and they're mazim the first husband's edim. Bol ligbos mamon mibal, so he wants to come and collect the money b'shlosha. But malkum nefashos be'esim b'shlosha. So now comes what's the father going to be trying to get from him? If he's trying to get from the husband, so then for that he was just saying she was unfaithful, right? So just less the ksuba, then that's 3. But when he was coming to be mechayiv her, trying to be mechayiv misa, so then. That would be take 23, and then that would save Ula, right? So we had a kash, and then this is the way we'd save him. Abaye Omer, the kuli alma chashin lalaz. Okay, another way of understanding this machlekes in Rabbi Meir is that no, every we are concerned for laz, that there's rumors going around. Umishum kvodim shabashonim. We're also concerned about the first based in the paskin, we don't want it to be disrespectful unless they're covered. So hach mayaskin, what's the case? Kigon de osru bostam, where there was just a general warning given, but it didn't say which one of the Mises based in she would get. Didn't say she's chayv skila, which is the halacha. It just said, you know, you'd be chayv mis if you did this. You know, it's actually a discussion in the Rishonim as well. I think it's 2 days in Tosis and the first daf in Bava Kamma, where, you know, for Hilchos Shabbos, if you're giving a hasra, how specific do you have to be? And what would be the din if you would give the wrong malacha for that? You know, the people might think you're joking. You see somebody who's got a pen, he's about to write down something, he says, don't do that, you'll be Mechal Shabbos. And I just want you to know you're doing the malacha of Bishul. I said, Bishul, I got a pen in my hand. You don't know what you're talking about. So you gave the wrong malacha. You didn't know what you're doing. So here, when you give just a stam hasra, that's what they're asking. That's the machlokas over here. So v'hai tana hu detanya u'sha'ar kol ha'chai v'miso shebetorah eim v'misen oisem ele be'edo. This is going like the following tana who holds that when all the... I stopped early, right? Eim v'misen ele be'eda be'edim v'hasra. Right, so you have to have an Eda, which is the people, that's the Beis Din, the Edim, which are the witnesses, v'hasra, and you have to give a correct warning. V'ad she'odi'uhu shehu chaya misa b'Beis Din, and you cannot execute unless you were told in advance that they are chayav misa. Now we know that the whole purpose of giving a hasra is ordered to distinguish between whether the person did the action b'shogeg. It was accidentally did, but amazing, they did it on purpose. So they received a hasra, they acknowledged that, yes, I understand what you're telling me, and I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway, so then they can't come along and tie in, oh, it was a shogeg. No, you acknowledge the hasra. So that's the first one. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ad shiodihu be'eze miso hu nehereg. Then Rabbi Huda says, no, it's more than that. You have to actually tell him, not that you're going to get killed, you have to tell him which type of death you're going to get. You have to tell him she's going to get skila. So the way Abai is learning the machloikis is that the Edom gave the woman hasra, but they didn't tell her what type of misa she's going to get. So now, to work this out, the Chachamim would just say that a general, overall warning would be good enough, yeah? But Rabbi Meir would say, no, it has to be specific. And the case in our Mishnah is talking about where there wasn't a specific warning, so that's why everybody would agree in our case, and therefore it could be three Dayanim. Okay, we'll stop here for today.